Support for today's broadcast comes from Strategic Farm Marketing. Strategic Farm Marketing is now holding a series of risk management seminars throughout Illinois and Indiana. Information on seminar dates and locations is available at sfarmmarketing.com or 800-383-0046.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report on this Friday morning. And joining us is Dave Dickey. And Dave, you've been on the road quite a bit the last couple of days.
Indeed, sir. Been at Pontiac on Wednesday evening and Olney on Thursday evening. My thanks to the sponsors of those meetings, which were very important in bringing out a very large crowd at each meeting. And over the weekend, we'll prepare our next agricultural ag e-letter. And those of you who have subscribed to that will receive it over the weekend. If you want to subscribe to the Ag e-letter, you can do so on our website today at willag.org. The Midwest Direct hog markets today are called steady to firm on reports of improved packer demand and talk that some plants still need additional loads for Saturday and or early Monday operations. Terminals called steady to higher tops from $40 to $43. Peoria is called steady today. Well, make it firm to a dollar higher, actually, with a top price of $40. And the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, January 18th, negotiated swine purchases were 15,865 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $50.50 to $61, the weighted average $57.53, a gain of $1.15 from Wednesday. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from $39.60 to $48.50, the weighted average $45.49. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $14,658, the base price range $52 to $62, the weighted average $59.64, a gain of $1.61 from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $41.29 to $49.50, the weighted average $46.72. USDA this morning released its export sales report for the week ending January 11th. The numbers look like this: wheat, 30.3 million bushels, corn, 56.1 million this year, another 5.8 million next year, and soybeans, 40.3 million. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers in just a few minutes with the folks from Strategic Farm Marketing. Joining us now, though, in the studio with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. Well, let's start out in South America. Brazil received some scattered showers and thunderstorms across the northeastern half of the country yesterday from São Paulo to Goiás, with rainfall amounts anywhere from just under a half inch, with a few greater amounts. A few showers also occurred in central Mato Grosso. High temperatures yesterday, mostly in the 80s and 90s, and it does look like frequent showers and thunderstorms will continue in Brazil through the next couple of weeks. No extended period of dryness is anticipated. The biggest difference in the coming 2 weeks of precipitation relative to that of the last 2 weeks will be more sunshine in between the showers and thunderstorms, and the rains will be less intense. So it does look like there will be some drying in between the precipitation events, and that should help out. Without several days of sunshine, it'd be very difficult for floodwaters to recede and crops to experience the best production potential. It is still important to remember that the Brazil crop seems to perform favorably in the rainy environment and hard to seriously reduce production from too much rain. A drought would be far more punishing on the nation's production. And with all that in mind, it does look like center-south Brazil recently has not been all that good for crops, and a little potential yield may have been lost. They do need some sunny, warm days in south-central Brazil, and that would bring yields back very quickly if it does occur soon. As far as Argentina, most of the summer crop areas of Argentina dry yesterday. Very little change noted in the forecast from that of yesterday, with the outlook remaining favorable. Does look like there will be some partial relief in the dryness in the La Pampa and southwestern Buenos Aires region. That's the only region that is a little bit too dry today, and timely rain is important for that corner of Argentina. The heat will put more pressure on midweek rainfall next week, since the soil will have dried out with additionally additional dry time prior to the precipitation. Now, as far as the U.S., we are once again under the gun across the south central states for some precipitation. And across the Midwest, light snow showers occurred in the upper portion of the Midwest with a quick-moving system across the Great Lakes area. Moisture totals less than a tenth of an inch in most areas. High temperatures in the 20s, north of the 30s, and maybe even some 40s near the Ohio River. Lows this morning in single digits and teens in the northwest, with teens and 20s elsewhere. Snow showers will continue today in the upper and eastern Midwest, with minor accumulation expected. And then that winter storm entering from the west on Saturday, bringing precipitation to the entire area Sunday, with snowfall totals between 2 and 6 inches. Some locally greater amounts up to around 8 inches, especially in Kansas and Missouri. Lesser amounts likely in Ohio and across the upper portion of the Midwest. Freezing rain and sleet occurring on the southern edge of the snow band. Friend, it does look like that will occur from southern Missouri eastward north to north of the Ohio River. As far as the Delta in the southeast, showers brought another quarter to half inch of rain to portions of the region between eastern Georgia and Virginia. Another area of showers brought up to a quarter inch of rain to Louisiana, southern Alabama, and portions of Mississippi. Rain showers will continue today from southern Louisiana through the southern portion of South Carolina. Rainfall amounts from just a few hundredths of an inch up to around a third of an inch. Widespread rain occurring in Saturday and Sunday across the Delta with about a third to a full inch of rain. It does look like a week or so of mostly dry weather will follow the weekend precipitation, allowing flood conditions to begin abating in the Delta. Next chance for showers looks to occur towards the end of January and the beginning of February. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at $4.94.5, down a half, last trade down two. July, $5.75, up a half, last trade down 2.25. March wheat at the Board of Trade in Chicago opening at $4.71, unchanged, last trade down 2.25. July, $4.90, up 3/4, last trade down 1.5. December, $5.04, unchanged, last trade down 1.25. March corn open at $4.12.5, up 1/4, last trade down 3.25. May, $4.21.25, down 3/4, last trade down 3.75. The July, $4.28.5, up a half, last trade down 4. December, $3.91.25, down 1/4, last trade down 2.25. March beans opened at $7.17.25, up 1, last trade up a half. July, $7.45, down 1/4, last trade up a half. November, $7.67.25, down 1/4, last trade up a half. March soybean meal opened at $2.11.30, unchanged, last trade down $1.80. March soybean oil opened at $28.80, down 2, last trade down 17. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Dave.
You would think, based on the overnights, that the tone should be softer this morning, but I wonder if, at least for the opening bell, we might become steady to a couple of cents higher on these export numbers.
Well, I don't know. Traditionally, anytime you see a real high export number outside the estimates, they go down. So, I mean, it's something that's kind of unusual, and I don't know whether it's an after-the-fact type of thing or what's going on, but, buy the rumor, sell the fact. So I'm assuming that they're going to open a little bit lower today. Whether they continue to trade lower just remains to be seen. We got informed out supposedly sometime around 10:30, 11 o'clock this morning on acres. And if they don't do anything too scary, I mean, the last time they reduced bean acres by 5.1 million acres, if it's no greater than that, then I really don't see any net effect from that. And, you know, we've had our report flare up last week with the government coming out with their numbers, and I think now we've set a new trading channel, and we're looking for direction. And if you look at the charts, both corn and beans, I mean, they've blown up out there, and they're on an island by themselves. And I think this makes these markets extremely vulnerable to positive or negative news. I guess what I'm saying is if we get some positive news out there, this thing can take off and go to the races. If we get some negative, I mean, we can fall out of bed. The variability and volatility in this market is extreme right now, and it doesn't take too much to make everything move 10 to 20 cents a day.
So what are your calls then on the morning?
I'd call corn and beans both down 2 to 3 and wheat down a couple.
So all things being equal, are you of a mindset then in the corn market, for example, that we're more likely to backfill on these big gaps?
These gaps probably need some filling as huge as they are. And I guess if I had a recommendation to the producer today to make sure that he has some stuff sold at these levels, they're extremely good. And if he wants to protect himself, he needs to do some kind of a option strategy, maybe a put strategy.
Thank you very much, Tom. Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 9:01 Central Time.